This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Got to spend the money, got to expend the effort to find out what's going on in the minds of wonderful people like we have here in the DJV show. That includes the people who are listening, by the way. Those of you who think it's all about us, no, it's all about you, because if it weren't for you, usins would be shoveling coal or something else. It would be equally, can you imagine Victoria spending a day shoveling coal? Coal. You could be the coal miner's daughter. You could be the coal miner. Oh.
No, thank you.
All right, Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. This is the good and the bad without the ugly from the Florida storm. Pet stories, lots of pet stories. So I've chosen two to give you an idea the difference in people. The first one has to do with a young woman named Jessica Lewis, who had a dog, E-I-E-I-O. She was a college student, still is. She was prepping to leave Statesboro, Georgia, before Hurricane Irma, and had one more class to go to, college class. So she was concerned about the heavy traffic that was heading north. She emailed her professor to see if it would be okay to bring her dog, Luna, to class. Professor went above and beyond the expectations, and the kindness that was extended and the way that it was put, I thought was beautiful. The letter has gone viral. You could find, if you just Google Jessica Lewis, you'd find the letter from her professor. His name is Kennedy. She, by the way, is a sophomore at Georgia Southern University, majoring in political science and Arabic. So she lives in Atlanta. She had this one final class, Intro to Political Science, with this guy Kennedy. She didn't want to go back to her apartment to pick up the dog to risk getting stuck in traffic, so she sent an email to the professor explaining the situation. She called the professor cool, attached a couple of pictures of the dog, just trying to, you know, work him over. We've all done that, right? You're a great guy, Doug. You're a great guy, Professor Kennedy. Victoria, you're so wonderful. I hope that you'll go to the moon with me or something. Yeah, whatever it is. So he responds, and he starts it out with, "Do you think calling me cool would get me to say yes? Because that doesn't work." What does work is that she is obviously quite a good girl, so of course you can bring her. And so she screamed when she saw the response. But just that kind of stuff. I mean, you could see probably 100,000 different examples of things like that that are just everyday occurrences to people who are average folks. And those stories, when they get told, have an impact. I think they do anyway. Because you get so tired of listening to or hearing the same stories, whether social media is Twitter or Facebook, or you look at some item in the news media. I just think that kind of stuff is worth repeating, those little simple things. As is this from the same storm. There are a number of people, apparently, who would be on the bottom of Victoria's list, the bottom of my list, bottom of Kara's list, and the bottom of most of the people that I know's list. Owners of pets who abandoned them during the hurricane. There are all of these. Matter of fact, my pal posted a few of these. She's very much into dog help. And, Victoria, you and she would have a good conversation about adopting dogs and that sort of thing, because it's high on her list. Responsibility is high on my list.
It's Tommy, like a child. I mean, it's a member of your family.
Right, yeah. The story I have is from Palm Beach County, which is the area of Florida that I know the best. The animal care people there rescued 49 dogs just before the storm hit, all of whom were left outside to fend for themselves. Shoot those people.
Yep. This tie them to a yeah. pole and let them go yeah, through a hurricane. well, you know, I mean...
Yeah, no, I'm not... listen. So the prosecutor in West Palm Beach County, is Dave Ehrenberg. And he was interviewed by one of the New York papers. A lot of people from New York certainly spend time in Palm Beach as well. He said, this is a prime example of animal cruelty. We will find you and we will prosecute you. Wow. A lot of the animals rescued prior to the arrival of the storm tied to poles. Left in pens. No damned excuse for that. So the
that
director...
That honestly just makes me... admit, that turns my stomach.
Well, sometimes people say... I can remember people saying to me, well, it's just a dog.
Then and why bother getting one?
You know, well, but they don't have the same value structure, apparently, as do people of consciousness. This is an animal. We are animals. They live, they breathe. We live, we breathe. They offer unconditional love in most any circumstance you can come up with, as long as they're treated well. They return the favor, and even when they're treated badly, most of the dogs that I've ever known in my life or seen have had just an amazing ability to forgive. Mm-hmm. It's really what it is. So not only dogs, but cats, too. Some people brought the animals over to Animal Control Center in Palm Beach County. You give up ownership of the animal, and you can't get them back when the storm is over. And then there's the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, working in circumstances like this. They rescued 600 animals left in shelters or abandoned during the storm. So Palm Beach County had dozens. The ASPCA had hundreds. And I'm betting that there were thousands that never were found. They just went the way of survival if they could. But that sort of thing, again, represents the best and the worst. And it is food for... We know there are people like that out there. You just do. You know there are people who do that, pull that, you know, stunts like that. So good for the professor, good for the dog, good for the student, Ms. Lewis. And up yours to the people who...
Yep.
Is that a little crude?
Yeah, listen. Nope. Normally I would say yes, but nope. Yeah. Yep. Not in this
there.
Instance.
No. 14 past the hour, the Friday program is the 16th. No, today's the 15th. So how many days? There are 30 days, half September, April, May, and November. All the rest of 31 in kind, except leap year, which has 29. Okay, so...
No, there's another one that's except... Well, so February is 28.
Yes, except leap year. They have 29. That's why you get it. That's how you get it to rhyme.
Oh, I never knew that.
So you learned something new already. Amazing. Here's something I would like everybody listening to learn. How important it is for you to have an immune system that will carry you through anything that is supercharged, those bugs that are around to get into your system. You get colds. You get sick because your immune system is weak and compromised. So the best way to do it, your mother said, eat your fruits and vegetables, Victoria. I'll act as your father here. Eat your fruits and vegetables, Victoria. Balance of Nature, a company whose sole purpose is aimed at making sure you're having the right kind of food supplementation. It's a natural health product with whole food supplements. These are non-GMO fruits and vegetables that are grown for this company. And they are in some cases, I guess they all have to be cooked if they're going to be powdered, though, don't they? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They get powdered. And then you take one of these capsules every day. There's a bottle that comes every month to you. Matter of fact, the first month is free. When you go online to balanceofnature.com, I just would spend, if you have a moment or two or three, just look over the website. You find how beneficial fruits and vegetables are, how you get your fiber sources with them. I know sometimes it becomes dry, But what's more important than your health? And everything is tied to your immune system. If nothing else, you kind of learn that from talking or listening to me and the ladies who are on the program with me, and also when you listen to the two doctors that we have on the Good Day Health programs, and they're a part of this program as well, Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken, Jack Stockwell, Ken Kronhaus. These people understand, because they see it every day, all day, how weakened immune systems causes people to get sick. No matter what the problem, if you don't have a good, strong immune system, you're going to take it in the neck. I was almost said something else a little lower. Take it in the neck. Don't do it. Call. Well, yeah, I find more people. You know what, really? I woke up to something, and it was with this product that I learned it. I used to give the phone number and the website. People don't order on the phone anymore. Not so much. It's easier to do it online. So that's what I tell you to do. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure to let them know that you heard this conversation. Use the promo code DJV for a free month supply of this enhancement to your immune system. 700% better after a month using this. And then keep it up. That's what you do. 22 cents a day. Man, this whole thing is cheap and smart. Isn't that a good, that sounds like a good, you know, how Target says, all the big retail stores out in the back of the truck, there's some slogan, usually a 4 or 5 word slogan.
Mm-hmm.
So how about this for a balance of nature? Cheap and smart. Or maybe inexpensive and smart? Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, maybe. How about affordable and smart?
Okay. Affordable and smart. Balanceofnature.com. Get all of these fruits and vegetables. Get your immune system charged up. Rev it up free for the first month. Balanceofnature.com. Code DJV.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
As long as we're still in Florida, or let's stay in Florida for a bit. North Florida, Gainesville Police Department. Their Facebook page has been inundated by thousands of comments about a number of its police officers who were on duty during the hurricane. They posted a photo of Officer Nordman, Officer Hamill, Officer Reed Jennings, on Sunday, writing, part of the night crew getting ready to do some work, hashtag Irma. A couple of days later, the department had to update their post after getting 110,000 comments, 280,000 likes, and more than 170,000 shares, asking about the relationship status of these officers and demanding that they be on a calendar. Fans everywhere.
It's so funny, but apparently they are going to make a calendar.
Are they? Hot cops in Gainesville? Gainesville's
hot cops. And then they're going to donate the money to Irma to help out, which is actually pretty cool.
Good for them. All right, there you go. The hot cops are in Gainesville, apparently. 21 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Here in the music world. Somebody actually singing this, or is this electronic?
Probably a mix of both.
This is Fergie and Nicki Minaj together?
Yeah.
Your
favorites.
Yeah. Well, Fergie, the story here, so that I don't get accused of burying the lead by one of my friends here, is that Fergie, who was married to Josh Duhamel for 8 years, has filed for divorce, splitting with her hubby. With absolute love and respect, we decided to separate, so says the Post. Post continues, quote, to give our family the best opportunity to adjust, we wanted to keep this private before sharing it with the public. We are and always will be united in our support of each other and our family. She's 42. Josh is 44. They started dating 13 years ago. And they got married in January 2009. So they dated for 5 years. They knew each other. They have a 4-year-old son whose name is Axel. Fergie shut down rumors a couple of days ago that she and Josh were expecting a second child. She said, I've heard so many rumors about all of that. I have no idea where it came from or what's in the future. I guess now she's focusing on the release of her second solo album. I always like it when the press tries to, news media, whatever, tries to make it look like, oh, these people are so busy doing this stuff. Yeah. Once you do something like this, once a musician does the work in the studio, unless he or she goes out on the road to promote it, the work is done.
Well, she'll have a lot to promote with this, though.
How's that?
Well, because pop stars have to promote, I think, way more than rock bands do, because there isn't a radio outlet anymore, really, for rock music, for anything that's new. Yeah. So pop stars have got to do, they have a lot to do. It's every top 40 radio station, I think now more than ever, they're out on press tours. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, her album's coming out on the 22nd of this month, so.
Any chance the Black Eyed Peas get back together?
I think it was a few months ago, said that she was leaving the group permanently, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're so. Moving so on even, without her. Yeah, even if they go on, I don't think she'll be there.
Yeah.
So the name of this song is M-I-L-F Money.
I already played that one. This is a different one, an older one. But, yeah, MILF. MILF Money.
So is this the same MILF that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago? I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
All right. So instead of milk money, it's MILF Money.
Right, which you can get milk from milfing somebody, I guess, right? Do it the right way.
That's a different show.
Oh, I know. All right, next up musically is Selena Gomez in the news revealing that she had a kidney transplant. Passing the news along to her fans on Instagram yesterday. She's 25 years old. Revealing she was off social media because she needed to have kidney transplant as a result of her lupus. Posted a picture of herself in a hospital bed along with her donor and now best friend, actress, is it Francia Raza? Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so, yeah.
She said, quote, I'm very aware some of my fans had noticed I was laying low for a while and questioning why I wasn't promoting my new music. Which I'm proud of. I found out I needed to get a kidney transplant because I have lupus and I was recovering. I look forward to sharing with you my journey through these past several months. So she's quite, if I remember correctly, quite the young starlet, is she not? Not only singing, but isn't she in a lot of movies?
TV, movies, all that, yeah.
Right. Well, lupus, I'm trying to remember what that is. I've forgotten.
It's an autoimmune disease that affects your kidneys and your liver, I think.
Yeah, I think it's just painful and it makes you exhausted. And so I don't understand. Is she still the most followed person on Instagram?
I don't know. I think so after this, for sure. Yeah. If she didn't,
send her the way to get Balance of Nature products on her Instagram. 28 past the hour.
On fire. Guess I'm a bad liar.
Work hard now, make things easier later. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In life, you can either work hard at first and then make things a whole lot easier for yourself down the road, or you can take the easy path at first and then make things harder for yourself for the long haul. The choice is ultimately yours. There's no right or wrong in this choice, just choice. You get to decide how you want to spend your life. If you want to spend more time with things being hard, take the easy path at first. If you want to spend more time with things being easier, take the hard path at first. It's really just that clear. You can apply this to the effort you put into anything you do. The harder you work up front, the easier things get. And your future self will thank you for your effort. For motivation along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there. Friday is upon us. Listening to you is what I do best. Although it is important that I also talk and communicate so that you listen to us as well, what Victoria has to say and Kara has to say. Jen, back in the fold on Monday. I was disrespectful yesterday, and I must make up for it now. For whatever the reason, I got carried away when I was asking. We gave away, I said yesterday, I think about this time. Okay, time for us to give away a couple of these $50 Amazon gift cards, and one of them will go to someone in Florida, the other one will go to somebody in Texas. So the fellow from Florida who was the right caller, I don't know, what I meant, was it fourth caller, I think I said yesterday, was a very interesting guy, engaging guy, so I talked to him and ran out of time for the people from Texas. So then I said in the next hour, okay, Texas time. Excuse me. And I forgot about it. I have this connection to the studio. The main studio where Carrie is in Washington. And there are all kinds of electronic hookups that we have that will allow us to communicate on the air, off the air. And so I can control the phone calls from my perch here, which is what I kind of like to do. If I have phone calls, I want to know who they are, and, you know, yada, yada. So I can put them on and take them off as I want to. So when we went down the Texas road, and then I completely lost track of that function. And so now is the time for someone in Texas to call us. We'll make it quick and easy. First caller to give a little more tribute or time. Because I thought, all right, it would be nice to give a little extra something to people in Vero. The guy had a good story about suffering or not. He didn't suffer. He made it through the storm well. Told some good stories about that. And so anybody in Texas who's listening, like a $50 Amazon gift card, first person through at 888-302-3684, you'll get it. We'll make it fast. And I'll talk to you about what's going on. If you made it, let's see. Most of the stations that carry this program, there's one that's in the Dallas suburbs, there's one that's in sort of central Florida, and then there's one down in the southern part that I'm thinking of right off the top of my head. Anyway, whoever calls, wherever you are in Texas, you get the $50 Amazon gift card. Use it for the purchase of anything you want to. You're on board now. 888-302-3684. Is the dial-up line, 888-302-DOUG for $50 Amazon gift card. First person gets to take it away. Meanwhile, we have people in the news. You hear us talk frequently about the television show Suits, which has been on the air for 9 years. And I find it to be highly entertaining, great stories, interesting people. And one of the stars, a guy named Patrick J. Adams, who's the show is shot in Toronto. You're supposed to make it feel, or they try to make it feel like it's a show that's in New York, but most of the actors that are on it are Canadians. And this kid, Adams, is very good in it. I think he does a great job. And he has a love interest. Matter of fact, I think he married her on the show. Meghan Markle is the actress who plays his love interest and his wife. So he shared a sweet photo of her kissing him at a birthday party, I think for her, if I'm not mistaken. He said, I posted this old photo I found of Meghan and me on the set. I went to bed, woke up in the morning, and realized, oh, yeah, I live in a world where you can't post things about Meghan anymore.
Not anymore.
Onslaught of people retweeting this thing, people thinking it was a recent picture, and they were trying to dig up some... It was kind of like, oh, he's kissing her, and she's with the prince. What kind of a deal is that? So he plays a character named Mike Ross on the show. She plays a character named Rachel Zane, and they've been together on the show since 2011. There are some rumors the show won't get picked up. I thought that the promo at the end of the show set up the next season very well. I think it's quite a good show, frankly.
I think it'll get picked up. I think it does pretty well for USA.
Yeah.
I think it would be a show.
Actually, it would make, other than some of the language every once in a while, it would make a good show.
For a primetime network show?
Yeah, for the networks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that's a lot worse than it. It's just really good stories. So that's that
well,
story.
Well, I think the rumor is that, you know, she's not coming back anyway. Oh. So, and I think that people, I think the only reason that that's a rumor is because of Prince Harry. If they get married, then obviously she won't be able to keep working because there's going to be a lot of royal duties and all kinds of stuff going on.
Really?
That's the rumor.
Does she have to make dessert? What's the big deal?
No, there's appearances, there's protocols. I mean, she'd have to live in a certain place. There's a whole lot of stuff. And then plan the wedding, and I don't know, maybe that's why she met the Queen recently. Maybe they are getting more serious.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, is it, what's the thing for Here Comes the Queen? What's that song? Here Comes the Queen.
I don't know.
All dressed in robes. Carol, find the right tune.
Well, today's Prince Harry's 33rd birthday, so.
Happy birthday, Harry.
Maybe he's getting closer to wanting to be a married man.
Maybe. Do you think the Queen is like every other grandparent ever who is always bugging her grandkids about when she's going to meet their significant other? Because my grandfather does that. He's always like, so you dating anyone? You bringing anyone around?
And yeah. Your grandfather says that to you?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And I always have to say, no, Grandpa. I'm not.
Nice job, Grandpa. All right, let's see who else is in the news today. Other people in the news. Kim Jong-un says he's going to sink Japan and reduce us to ashes and darkness. Yes. More sanctions from the UN. And Japan, we wouldn't have to do anything. The Japanese would step on him like a bug. And we have all yesterday, there were some demonstrations that I hope he took note of how quickly and easily we can take care of any of his missiles that have anything on them. And I think the same question comes up, though, Victoria, as we asked last week, why don't we just shoot down, just for the heck of it, anything, any missile that gets launched by him, just shoot it down.
And I don't understand why we don't. I mean, last night our time, or early this morning their time, they fired another missile into Japanese airspace. Yeah. And the thing that I don't understand, it said U.S. intelligence had seen them moving missiles around. They knew they were going to launch another one. So we have the intelligence to obviously monitor what they're doing, but I guess everyone's too afraid to make the first move in case he does go crazy. I don't know. I mean, Japan certainly does not seem pleased, and they said this is enough, and the Japanese people are furious with this. They want to live their life, and this is, you know, this is crazy.
Well, yeah, and what counts as going crazy?
Well,
because it kind of feels
like something that is nuclear.
Yeah, I guess so, but it's kind of hard to measure because I think in most people's books, he's already gone past that limit. Like, he's already gone crazy. Why would he be launching any of this stuff, whether it's nuclear or not, if he wasn't crazy?
Right. I don't know.
Dangerous.
Something has to be done.
Yeah.
Apparently the UN is meeting behind closed doors today. Rex Tillerson and I think Nikki Haley and I think there's a bunch of other, maybe Japan and South Korea, they're all getting together today to discuss what to do.
I hope so, because it seems like being proactive is better, and I understand that it's a delicate situation, but what do you do? Wait until an entire country gets blown up and then do something about it?
South Korea, I mean, they're just sitting ducks at this point.
Nah, because we got those missile defense things there. Believe me, this guy, the question isn't whether we could shoot down a nuclear missile. Why aren't we just shooting down all of them that are being fired? Just shoot them down. They can do it within supposedly 14 to 20 seconds of the launch of anything.
Right.
They know where it is and what it is. And within 30 seconds, the thing gets destroyed, or 40 seconds, or whatever it is.
But maybe that's exactly what he's waiting for. He's just baiting everyone, and whoever takes the first bait, then he's got another missile he's going to launch that's bigger and more powerful.
Yeah, but the main difference is because that gets shot down, too.
But you can't just shoot a nuclear weapon out of the sky. There has to be, you can't expose all the, you can't expose that to just people below.
But the weapon doesn't, just because you blow it up, it doesn't mean it's going to explode. It has to have a detonator and a timer that makes it work in some circumstance. I forget how it works, but there are timers and detonators. I think unless you hit it directly, you hit the missile, you don't hit the warhead.
Mm-hmm.
The warhead then doesn't. I sound like a guy with a paper butt when I talk about stuff like that, but I think that's how it all works. You know what? I get so tired of all of our focus on anger and vitriol and war. And how it is that, you know, we seem not to be able to get along. How beautiful. Meredith came back from her trip to Peru. We were talking about this when I picked her up yesterday. How beautiful this country is. And our country, that country, how beautiful the world is for the most part. And it's besmirched in some circumstances by events like we're talking about. Also, she said the poverty in some places in Peru is so dramatic. We see some of it in our cities, and we see examples of extremes or what we think of extremes. But then when you look at how people in other countries live in the main, we have exceptions in our country, but the rule in many countries. That's one of the things that I found most important about the traveling that I've done to see how people live elsewhere. You just don't understand how good we have it here till you go somewhere else. In Europe, things are quite good for the most part, but I'm talking about you go to Africa, you go to South America, and yeah, there are cities that are well populated, a lot of business, a lot of people of wealth, but when you get out into the hinterlands where she was, it's just amazing how, and people sort of accept it and know how to live their lives under the circumstances, and there's no government program. You think Peru has a program like we do for all kinds of things, everything, every problem we've got a solution for, supposedly. And yet we don't appreciate it. Frankly, you got all these people, all they want to do is fight. What are you fighting about? Why? That kid, if he had any brains at all, He's got it made. He didn't have to do a damn thing but sit there and eat three times a day and have as many women as he wants or do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to do anything. His life is made.
Well, he's obviously mentally unbalanced. That's not a normal person.
No. So then how under the circumstances do you deal with somebody like that?
Well, hopefully today when they meet at the UN, they'll figure that out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I mean, you and I have said we don't understand why, you know, a SEAL team hasn't just gone in and taken care of him. But then again, I guess there's obviously that would be an easy solution. But because they know where he is, it's not hard to find him. So I don't know. There must be some other reason that everyone is holding back.
One other person in the news worth some consideration, Chelsea Manning. She was supposed to speak at the Kennedy School of Government today. They have rescinded their visiting fellowship offer to her. She spent, remember, 7 years in jail for leaking the classified government secrets to Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
The fellow who runs the dean of the school said, quote, "I now think that designating Chelsea Manning as a visiting fellow is a mistake for which I accept responsibility." She was one of four visiting fellows announced this week by the Institute of Politics at Kennedy School. Visiting fellows appear on Harvard's campus for speaking engagements, interact with undergraduate students. They discuss topical issues of the day. And the dean decided to withdraw the invitation after realizing people view a visiting fellow title as an honorific. Is that how you pronounce it? It's an honor.
Mm-hmm.
School had not intended to honor Manning in any way or endorse any of her words or deeds. So then why can't she come and speak? She's got a story to tell.
I think it would be a very interesting story.
Yeah.
How it all began. I think that, I wonder if there's pressure from benefactors and alumni board and
that's always
anyone who's on the conservative end doesn't really want to hear anything from Chelsea Manning. So
and Harvard has a $4 billion endowment.
Right.
How do you think they got that?
Yeah, exactly.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. Speaking of your head, how about this for Segway Serenade? Time for me to remind you about how important it is for you to put your head in the right place for a good night's rest. Giving your head and your neck support, My Pillow is like no other pillow. My Pillow is filled with this patented material. I don't know how to describe it, really, other than it's great. You can wash it, you can dry it, you put it, you set it the way you want it, and it stays all night long in place. It stays cool, doesn't get hot like a lot of pillows do. All kinds of great reasons for you to go online to mypillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get 50% off the four-pack of pillows from MyPillow. Four pillows, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off the four-pack price. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789.
800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Time now, 53 past the hour. It's our weekly overview of the top hits, the five big stories from the world of technology, thanks to the expertise shown happily by Victoria Keelan, who's here to count down from number five to number one. Actually, I'll do the heavy work. I'll do the countdown. I'll start with the numbers, and you can tell the story. For example, at number five, those of you who have dirty thoughts, we're going to clean them up right now.
Well, maybe not so much dirty thoughts, but dirty products, meaning dirty chemicals that are in your personal care products, your beauty products.
It sounded so much better when I set it up that way.
I wish I had a porn story for you, but I don't.
I don't need that, but thank you very much for offering.
I just have a new app that actually is a free app. It's great. It's called the Think Dirty app. And what this does, you take it with you whenever you're shopping, and if you buy any type of personal care product, whether it's soap or cosmetics, shampoo, you name it, anything for your bathroom, and you can just scan the barcode, and the app will tell you what harmful chemicals are in it. It has a 550,000-plus cosmetics and personal care database. The majority are from Canada and the U.S., so if you're shopping in the U.S. or Canada, this app will be very helpful. It has something called the Dirty Meter. It's a comprehensive rating that's given alongside detailed and actually really easy-to-understand information on the ingredients, the certifications, and the health impacts. There are certain chemicals that you can just read and say, oh, that kind of sounds a little scary. This app will actually tell you what the studies have shown, what organs it affects. I mean, there's a lot of dirty stuff that's allowed in our products in America that are not regulated whatsoever. So you can also keep it. What it will also do is make a database for you. So everything in your bathroom, eventually, you can have scanned and you can have a whole bathroom rating. So I've been using this product a lot lately. It also is linked to Amazon, so if you find a product that's clean and that might not be in the store when you're shopping, you can directly order right through the app to Amazon in the UK, Canada, and the US. So it's a great app. It's called Think Dirty, and it's free.
On our way to number one in the hit parade of items that affect us technologically speaking, say it again, Doug, technologically speaking, number four, with a focus on bodegas. I love saying that word this way.
Well, I know bodega. That's a new word for you. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there is a startup called Bodega, and actually they have now, since they launched this service, which what it is, it's two guys from Google who used to work at Google. They launched a new concept, which they call Bodega, and because it basically will replace corner shops. It will replace the mom and shop convenience store, and they set up 5-foot-wide pantry cases filled with non-perishable items. You use an app to unlock the box. You buy whatever you need. It automatically debits from your credit card. So they have 30 locations right now. They've been testing lobbies, dorm, main common areas, gyms, offices, things like that. So a lot of people have had a backlash. They've had a backlash with the name Bodega. And so now they may be changing the name. They've apologized since they've launched this concept because so many people have been unhappy with the choice of the name and with the concept itself. It's going to put mom and pop businesses out of business. So not a great week for them.
All right. Big week for Amazon, I guess. Bigger week for Apple. We'll get to that in a moment. But anyway,
yep.
Amazon at number three.
Amazon is looking for a new home, and they say it will be they're calling it Headquarters 2, HQ2. It will be the full equal to their existing Seattle location. It will be up to 8 million square feet. It will cost $5 billion to build and employ as many as 50,000 people. And so, obviously, they're looking at a major city. They have not decided yet. However, that will be very good for whatever city lands those jobs. So a lot of people are now vying for Amazon's attention.
All kinds of deals, yada, yada.
Yeah, tax incentives, things
that. Oh, right, yeah. We have a lot of that stuff going on because the town I live in has access to the major highways, and that's what makes it so popular for companies like Staples.
Maybe Framingham will be on the radar for Amazon.
Framingham apparently is on the radar, quietly. Oh. Found that out last night. All right, Apple and their big day this week.
Tim Cook held the annual Apple conference at the newly unveiled Apple Park, which is their new campus, and from the Steve Jobs Theater. It was, of course, the big news was the Apple iPhone X, and that will retail for $999. It is the most expensive smartphone out there. So that will be shipping the beginning of November.
And Equifax, this is a fiasco. On yep. top of a fiasco, you would these people are just so clueless.
This has been a disaster. So Equifax is beyond the 143 million Americans who had their information breached. You should freeze all three of the credit reporting agencies, the three major ones. There is a fourth. I forget the name. People are freezing even with them. You can do that. It's free in most states and $5 or $10 in other states. It's worth it. If you use a thing like Credit Karma, they will also monitor for free. They know everything that's happening right now, so you'll look for those notifications as well. But this is going to be continuing. This is going on for a long time.
I belong to AAA, and they have protected. They have ID theft protection, which I thought was cool.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.